faster and louder. Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't have more time to work on that, but you got what I'm saying? Your motivation is my career. Okay. Okay, and in this week in all the news that isn't bad, we have the following opening headline: Clint Eastwood will take over the White House Secret Service. So there's some good news. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulian on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome author and screenwriter Richard Price, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the birthday boy who's a multiple of several smaller numbers, it's Michael Feldman.
Multiple of several smaller numbers. Okay, yep, one of those multiple birthdays. They happen after a while. Well, see, when you have to be a multiple, you could probably, I suppose when you're two, you're a multiple, right? Because two times one. Well, when you're one, you're one times one. So you're always a multiple of some smaller numbers.
And if you get into the fractions, it's a whole other business.
Yeah. There are some prime birthdays, though. Like when you're eight. No, that's four times. When you're nine, no.
Seven, maybe.
What's a good prime birthday?
Seven.
Seven.
21?
No, 21 is seven times three, but seven,
that's
I think you got seven.
I'm not a
mathematician. Anyone here seven? Anyone turning seven? 19? Okay. This has been very educational. Thank you. You can now deduct the full cost of your ticket because it was an educational expense. All right. And all the news that isn't bad this week, because I couldn't find anything else, frankly, and this was kind of a stretch. This, for example, the dachshund in Ohio drops from an obese 56 pounds to 12 simply by dropping its White Castle diet. So that's good news. And what about these disease-free Devonshire beavers gone wild in England? Okay. Hillary Clinton gets a Yik Yak account. That's good news. No climate change in Florida. Fantastic. It's climate change-free in Florida. Texas is down to its last dose of execution drugs. More good news. Psychedelic mushrooms known as Prince Harry's found in Buckingham Palace Gardens. Then there is a woman in Indonesia who put her house up for sale with her in it. One offer so far. I don't know how that's going to go. Game of Thrones will last longer than the 100-year war. The Apple Watch is not completely useless if you get the garage door app. Procto app, up to you. Putin disappears from the world stage along with a squad of gymnasts. Okay. That's even true, I think. In Casa Grande, Arizona, passing cars pick up bales of pot tossed from a fleeing SUV. There's a stable of very disappointed horses somewhere in Casa Grande. Hot springs discovered in Saturn's frozen moon Enceladus. So there's hot springs on Enceladus, okay. Seven-week-old Irish baby says hello and then will not shut up. Plus the sea shanties. God. Okay, after an Indiana farmer saves a calf born into a snowbank by jumping into a hot tub with it, they are all but inseparable. Red wine is good for you. Lots of it, even better. Seniors in Albuquerque, New Mexico High School vote for a communism-themed prom to be called Promumism. Ancient tooth enamel reveals early man did not practice an effective decay preventive dentifrice or use a conscientious program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. And finally, and I mean that, a conclusive study results in an average penis size being reduced a good inch and a half. That's all the news that isn't bad. Thank you so much. All right. Got things off on a really...